excited. Well, I am so excited because I have a brand new guest, and maybe she will be new to you, but I have Amelia joining me from the growthfactor.org. So I am so excited. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Amalia. I'm a hypnotherapist and nutritionist. And I just always say when I start my show, I'm just looking for the truth.
Well, I am excited to introduce my audience to you, and perhaps they might like what you have on our show and follow you on your show as well. But I wanted to ask you, because what you do a lot is you like to educate people, and you've been educating a lot about the whole COVID thing. And I'm sure there's other things you educate people on. And by the way, your show is very good. I have liked some of this content that I've seen, and I think others will like the content as well. So it's always good for us podcasters to get together and promote one another. And so that's why I wanted to have you on. But what got you started in A, podcasting, and then B, like, why are you so, why do you have such a passion to share the messages that you're sharing?
Well, thank you for having me on today, Amber. This is so fun to be on your show, because normally I'm just, you know, interviewing people myself. So this is great. What started was my father. He was actually being killed at the hospital, our local hospital, due to COVID mistreatment. But before I say that, I just want to thank you for your show, because Dr. Roger Hodgkinson pointed out to me that it's small podcasters like you and I, we're basically doing alternative news. We're not sponsored by pharma. So our story is so important. And he just said that on my show, and it made me feel so proud. Mm-hmm. So you should be proud too, that we are not sponsored by anybody. So we speak freely and we look for the truth. So to get back to my story though, so I was, February, March is when COVID started. And thank God I was raised by two parents, one of them very mellow and one of them very fearful. And I realize right now I'm so blessed by that fear, because this parent would say, don't travel. Don't you see what's going on in China? I'm going to get everybody a mask. SARS, avian, Ebola, all these things would scare this very intelligent parent. So I learned at a young age, wow, this person is so intelligent, but the TV is really affecting them. So I learned at a young age not to trust what I'm seeing, but to question everything. So I started studying COVID. I called it Corona, and I started a group on WhatsApp and Telegram, and I called it Corona because I just wanted to do what the media wasn't doing. And my father, basically, his oxygen went down to 88 when he caught COVID from us. And my mom called 911, and they wouldn't take him to the hospital that I had already planned if, God forbid, anything happened, because I knew this Dr. Thomas Yadagar. He's an Iranian immigrant. He's a pulmonary specialist. I saw him on other shows like yours. He was being interviewed, and even the Dr. Drew show, Glenn Beck. So I already knew this is where we're going to go, because thank God he's less than an hour from my home. Mm-hmm. So my mom takes him to the wrong hospital because the ambulance would not take him to the right one. And 13 hours later, I said, Mom, let's go to that hospital. Let's pull him out. And my mom had to sign an AMA against medical advice. And the nurse warned us, hey, this might not be covered by insurance because we're not approving you taking him out. We said, bye-bye. So just by divine providence, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew, Mom, I don't know how this hospital treats COVID. I know this Dr. Yadagar in Tarzana, California was saving lives left and right. Turns out what my dad had is called cytokine storm. The media didn't really talk about cytokine storm. They didn't say exercise, get sun, you know, work on your mental and physical health. They just said, they're preparing us. You're gonna at risk of death. And we knew what was coming, right? Something's coming. That's why they're scaring us. And so when my father went to the new hospital, I went to the appointment 30 days later. I said to the doctor, what happened? He said, I have the support of my CEO and my COO. That's how I'm able to do what I want to do. Now, remember Dr. Simone Gold, who I happen to be friendly with. Strange thing, I met a bunch of these characters in 2019 before we knew anything. So I met her and we were emailing and we were talking on Facebook. All of a sudden, her account gets wiped out and my account gets wiped out. I almost had 3,000 friends and contacts, Amber. And as you know, Facebook, it censors us. YouTube censors us. So when I put about 4 weeks ago the story of my father that I'm telling you right now, YouTube took it down within an hour. I tried to censor myself, which is really sad that I've been basically trained as a in the socialist, communist, Marxist world that I knew not to say certain words, but I don't know what I did wrong. And they gave me a community standards warning. So thank you very much, comrades. So basically,
you're in the club. You're in good company.
Yeah, it's very strange to feel this way, to kind of have an understanding like my Russian friends. So the other thing I noticed is when Dr. Fauci was asked about natural immunity, he said, right? He didn't answer the question. I thought that's very strange, because in the past with flu shots, he said, if you got the flu, you don't need a flu shot. Mm-hmm. So I emailed my, this is before anything happened to my father. I emailed the public health director of our county and a good friend who's a lung COVID specialist in New York. And I said, hey, the shots have been out 5 months. What should we do? Which is the safest? What are the long and short term side effects? What is the temperature? What if it gets too hot or too cold upon shipment? And what if we've already had COVID? Both of them said, we don't know. It's too new. We just believe it works. So take the shot. So to me, that's not science. If you can't prove to me any point, any important point, oh, what about how does it work on pregnant and breastfeeding? I asked that too. They couldn't answer that. Now, the issue was I used to work with Merck Pharmaceuticals. I worked with Merck Pharmaceuticals until I think around 97 till 2001. So Amber, what I would do was I would visit doctors and I help promote new products like Maxalt for headache, Vioxx for arthritis, Zocor for cholesterol. So I learned two things. One is I would read the product information, that big, huge map,
right?
People call it the product insert or product information, the PI.
Right.
And I would read it. So I knew what's contained there. It's the company name. It's the studies that they did. It's the long and short term side effects. And they also would say, do not give to pregnant and breastfeeding. Never. So I didn't understand why these physicians in these hospitals are saying it's safe for pregnant and breastfeeding when they have no answers.
Also, about those package inserts, section 13.1, are you familiar with that section?
No.
The package insert?
Oh, probably.
Okay. So on section 13.1, almost all vaccines, I don't know about pharmaceuticals, but at least most of the vaccines say they don't test for for infertility to see if it affects your infertility. They don't test to see if it causes cancer. And they don't test to see if it's mutagenic, meaning does it change your genes or DNA in any form. I found that very alarming. And you find it, if you go to the FDA's website and you look under vaccines, almost all of them under 13.1 say the exact same thing, almost all of them. Whether it's the same with pharmaceuticals, I don't know, but I found that very alarming.
Well, you're making a really good point that I didn't think about. But what I did think about, Amber, is I realized once these vaccines came out, wait a second, when I worked for Merck, and today with Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and all the companies that rushed to come out with their money-making shot, they're not doing follow-up studies. So once it's released to the public, they weren't asking everyone who got vaccinated or even half the people or 1%, hey, what are your side effects? And that's when I started seeing, you know, when the Pfizer vaccine damaged Maddie DeGarry, and she's in a wheelchair, debilitated, can't feed or wipe herself, but her brother's got placebo. When Breanne Dressen of Utah was in AstraZeneca and she has terrible side effects. When there's Lyle on Twitter and who else? Answers for Sean. Sean's father, basically his son got the shot because he wanted to be involved in Canadian hockey. He's 17 years old. Sean Hartman lost his life. His father found out at the funeral. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a Substack where I put the two together. There's another girl by the name of, I think it's Trista Martin. Same thing. Wanted to go to a concert, got the shot, 18 years old, lost her life. Both sets of parents found out their children got these vaccines. I'm starting to get emotional and loud, excuse me, at their funerals. Wow. I feel like screaming. So other things that started happening to me is my friend in November got the booster, you know, the booster, which means failed. The first two failed booster. Why am I calling it a booster? It's called failure. Take another one because it didn't work. So I went to his funeral and he, you know, I don't have proof that this is true, but he immediately got leukemia and died by April. So I went to his memorial. That's called a turbo cancer. The proof I do have is Dr. Angus. I can't think of his last name, but he's on my Rumble. By the way, if you go to Growth Factor, you'll find my Rumble. Or MELISOPP, find my Rumble. Dr. Angus, it's a really difficult last name. He said, I was in denial about this until my son got the shot for his job. He has myocarditis, which is heart damage. And he said, I'm seeing cancers that were in remission that suddenly are presenting themselves, especially, what's it called? Myelomas. What's the skin cancer called? Is it my?
No, that's the skin cancer. Myeloma is a blood cancer and the skin cancer.
I can't think of it. It's the cancer with the M. So these doctors are seeing turbo cancers.
Your skin, right?
Yeah, melanoma.
Melanoma, yeah.
You're seeing melanomas. And he also said that we often have cancers floating around in our body, coming and going. And he thinks what happens is when you get that shot, your immunity drops for a few weeks. So all of a sudden that cancer presents itself as a turbo cancer. Now, the weird thing too, is I noticed the vaccines are very intelligent in an evil way. They find your issues. So when I saw that Kyle, I can't think of his last name, famous mountain biker on YouTube, he decided to get the shots for his family. And I believe it was Pfizer. And he said, it's really strange how not only do you have POTS and pericarditis, myocarditis, he said every old injury, every you know, wrist injury and ankle injury inflamed. I have a friend right now. He can't lose weight. He used to be an obese guy. He lost weight, can't lose it. Another friend, her old angioedema of 30 years prior came back. Her sister was damaged by a flu shot. I'm very against flu shots. They do not prove that they work. No. I'm 54 years old now. And everyone I know, except for one person I met recently, everyone I know said, I got the flu shot and I still got the flu. Now, one of my friends recently was arguing with me and said, oh, you know, in the news, they say they got the strain right this year. Really? What a coincidence. What actually happened was my friend who was on the phone at the time said, well, my son and husband got the flu shot. I didn't. They got terrible flu. So I keep hearing from my own anecdotal evidence, the flu shots do not work. As a matter of fact, they're probably dropping your immunity.
I would caution anyone to get any vaccines going forward. I have a whole thing on my website at theambermayshow.com. Go to the resource tab, look under childhood vaccines. You're going to see a whole bunch of information that could be also used for adults too. And I would caution you because I wonder, you know, infertility, that I know for sure there are shots such as the COVID vaccine and other vaccines, HPV. I think it was a flu shot that was mixed with tetanus shot. It was a tetanus shot mixed with HCG that made a whole bunch of women in Africa infertile. So it is already a thing that shots can make you infertile. Not only that, is we want to know, why is there so much cancer besides the foods being messed with? And if you look on any label, and you being a nutritionist probably know this better than anyone, could speak on this better than I can. All of a sudden, all this food is contained bioengineered food ingredients. So between them messing with the food and the shots, I really think this is where we get a lot of cancer from, on top of the infertility.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Dr. Paul Thomas, the pediatrician, I was also following him before the COVID thing. And he has 9 children, some of them adopted, a really good guy, pediatrician. He came out with a book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan. And that was his crime. So the medical board in Oregon came after him for this.
Yep.
For this crime.
Yep.
So what he made us realize is, when he looked at his 2,700 vaccinated children up to teens and the 500 infants up to teens that weren't vaccinated, what do you see? You see autism, like you said, diabetes, cancers, otitis media, rash, all these problems.
Ear from infections, and it goes on and on and on.
Right. So I'm fully not into vax anymore. I was very, like I said, I worked for Merck Pharmaceuticals. Very proud. I have 4 children. I would get their, you know, vaccine cards all done, and
try
to make some of my kids take shots when they didn't want to, kind of forcing them, which I feel bad about now. Sometimes I've let them get away with it, but I was very proud of the pharma industry. As a matter of fact, you know what's really strange, Amber, that I noticed? It's opposite world now. I don't really know how to say it properly, but all my friends that were anti-pharma when I was working with Merck, they'd say, oh, they're just greedy companies. They're in it for the money. And I would defend, because I had my paycheck for Merck and I thought we were a good company. I said, no, these are good people in the labs trying to, you know, stop cancer and autoimmune and all these other issues. Now I realize that it really is about the bottom line.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by bringing you the biggest bath sale ever. Get my 6-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever, only $39.96. His and her bathrobes, 50% off. Bath mats for as low as $17.49. And I'm also excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. And now they come in even more colors and wide sizes. They're made with the same great patented technology. And yes, you'll still save $90 a pair. So get the biggest savings ever on bath sheets, bath mats, washcloths, hand towels, bathrobes, slippers, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and get deep discounts on all MyPillow bath products, including our 6-piece towel sets. Regular $89.98, now only $39.96. Get all your shopping in while quantities last, so please order now.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code AmberMay and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code AmberMay, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And when you were just talking about labels, and we were talking about the product insert, I actually have video that I could send to you of me. I went to Walmart, Burt's Pharmacy, and Target, and I'm in my house dress, my kind of pajamas, because I just decided to suddenly do it. And I said to the pharmacist, and it's not a good video because I was shaking and nervous. I didn't want to invade their privacy. I said, "Can I see the product insert? Which one do you have?" I think it was Moderna. So she goes to the refrigerator, pulls it out, this little piece of paper. I open it on camera like this. It's blank. So they rush this. Not only do they rush it, they know the ingredients. My friends who took the vaccine said it's because the technology has been out for 13 years. Well, if it's been out for 13 years, why can't you write the ingredients? Why can't you tell us the long and short-term side effects? Why don't you have a number that shows us who to call if we do have a side effect, so you can gather the data like all the other product inserts do? So I haven't done it lately, but I want to do that again. I want to go to a pharmacy and see if it's still blank. So the other thing I noticed with my own eyes, Amber, was VAERS, the Vaccine Accident Reporting System. In July of 2021, I was checking it every week and I saw, oh my God, 1,000, 6,000. Oh my God, one day it went to 12,000 deaths. And you know the catchphrase, they say, if between 25 and 50 people are suspected of dying from this new pill or shot, you pull it. How are we at 6,000, 12,000? And what happened July 2021? They put it back down to 6,000. And because people like me noticed, they put in the media, it was an error.
Now I remember that. Yep, because I was like you. I was on the VAERS almost every week, every day, every other day. And I remember that too. I'm like, oh, that's weird, right? Like, knowing it was nefarious and they did that. And I'm so glad a lot of people on social media called them out because they had to fix that.
Yeah.
Or they were supposed to fix it. Anyways.
The other strange things were, you know, we saw a video of, and I was one of them. We were on the beach in Oxnard. It was March, April, you know, Passover, Easter time. And we're sitting on the beach, empty beach. It's always an empty beach. I saw maybe a fisherman there, someone, you know, a mile away. The police came up to us and said, "You can't sit. You have to walk." And then I tried to take my kids on a hike. They don't like hikes, but they wanted a hike because they were so isolated for so long. Mm-hmm. We jump in the car. The hike has police tape. And I'm such a sheep. I'm so not proud of myself. I wanted to cross the line. The reason I didn't, I saw a neighbor and I thought they're going to call the police on me. That's why I didn't do it. This reminded me of the 1930s. And you have the permission of Vera. I put her on, I didn't interview her. I put her talk. It was August, I think, of 2021. And she is a Holocaust survivor. She's also an advocate against putting your children in clinical trials and yourself. When I went to the pediatrician and I said secretly, I was asking everyone, pharmacists, doctors, nurses, secretly, what do you really think of the shots? The nurse said to me, oh, I have my five-year-old son in the Moderna trial. Is your jaw dropping? How do you put your child, let alone yourself, in a trial of an unknown? It's not even written on the product insert. You don't know what the preservatives are. And these are people who are probably vegan, organic, non-GMO. So that's what I'm saying about opposite world. All these people that spoke against pharma and I would defend it. Now I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I am against these pills and shots. I'm trying very hard not to take anything, not to go to hospitals. So what happened with my father is I reached out to everyone because it was my chance to tell everyone, listen, you don't have to be scared. The media is scaring us. If you just go to the right doctor in the right hospital, I was able to get us on NBC. I could send you the clip. I reached out to every news outlet you can think of. It's actually kind of hard to reach out to them. But on NBC, I tried to explain that you don't have to fear COVID quite as the television's telling us. If my father, who at the time, he's 80 now, totally fine, 78, obese, prostate cancer, AFib, high blood pressure. I used to say high cholesterol. I don't believe that story anymore. Cholesterol is good for you, by the way. Don't take a statin because you need cholesterol. But my father survived COVID. How is that possible? Because I took him out of the hospital that treated him for pneumonia when it was cytokine storm. Dr. Yadigar taught me it's $1,000 per shot. Now you can guess why a lot of hospitals didn't approve it, but his hospital, thank God, did. And he gave my dad one shot. He said a lot of people need two and three shots. So my father's life was saved by Actemra, which is also called tocilizumab, because you know there's the brand name and the generic name that every drug comes with. And that's what supposedly saved my dad's life, along with dexamethasone, which is a very inexpensive steroid. So basically, those are the things I noticed that led me to where I was. In addition to Fauci and you know, our Governor Newsom and all these, you know, experts and even public health directors, they were not telling us to be healthy. They were not saying get vitamin D and exercise and eat right. But what I noticed was I had friends pointing out on Facebook saying, my friend is a marathon runner. They got long COVID. My friend is a bodybuilder. They got long COVID. So I started looking up and it was right. And they were right. What I found that, oh, there's a doctor. I can't think of his name right now. I'll give it to you later. Oh God, I wish I could remember his name. But he basically has done visceral MRIs. That means the gut area. And what he noticed is anyone who's extreme, we already know an obese person is going to have a lot of fat in their visceral area. That's going to show up in an MRI. But we wouldn't have thought that a marathon runner and a bodybuilder would have that. Well, they do. And it makes sense. If you're going to be an extremist in any way, your body is going to have an inflammatory response. So this doctor encourages his patients, don't be such an extreme bodybuilder. Don't be such an extreme marathon runner. And these people change their habits because we know it's not good to be extreme in anything, in coffee, in smoking, in, you know, too much sun, right? So that's what I started noticing, things like this. The other thing that recently happened to me is I was going through my phone and I noticed I had a screenshot of August 2021. We were going to go on a Norwegian cruise line. One of my family members invited us on a cruise. So I paid for it and I thought they want us to have the shot. I'm like, I'm going to wait because maybe they're going to get rid of this shot requirement, right? August 2021. Well, it turns out I had to cancel because they continued to require the shot and I didn't want to lose my deposit. So I noticed the letter the other day has the name Scott Gottlieb. Who is Scott Gottlieb? He's a doctor. He hasn't really practiced too much medicine. He's a businessman. He's involved in the government. It was recently revealed by Elon Musk that he told Twitter, please get rid of this journalist because he's talking about natural immunity. Please get rid of this other journalist because he's talking about how children don't need the shot because they're at zero risk. That's who Scott Gottlieb was. He's also on the Safe Sail Committee. So the letter says, as recommended by Scott Gottlieb, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, we're going to require these shots. Turns out we know now the shots don't prevent infection, don't prevent transmission, And do not stop death. I know two people that got the shots that came to me and said, you know, my friend died of COVID. I said, did they get the vaccine? Yes. So which is it, COVID or vaccine? How about they haven't studied the fact that maybe if you got COVID, you shouldn't get the vaccine. Or if you got the vaccine, you better avoid COVID because it's too much spike protein or whatever it is. We have no idea. But Scott Gottlieb, if you look him up on Wikipedia, he was stopping truth. He was asking Twitter. And I believe he's part of the White House stopping, you know, misinformation spreaders like you and I, Amber, and all the other people. Mm-hmm. The other thing I notice is Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, I think from Stanford and Harvard. I hope I don't mix it up. And then Dr. John Ioannopoulos, I don't say his name right. He's Greek. They're Stanford and Harvard. I was listening to them from the start, and they made the, what is it called? The Great Declaration. I can't think of the word. I want to say the Great Balfour Declaration, but that's a political. The Great Barrington Declaration, I think is what it is. And they said it's, I don't know, 17,000 doctors who all said, hey, we're damaging human beings. We're damaging children. They need to be in school. You can't mask people up. There's no proof these masks work. You can't cover people like this. And then they all signed it. And who was listening? I mean, we have CNN, MSN, and Fox News all being sponsored by Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. So how are we going to get the truth from them? Of course we're not. We're going to get the truth out of Harvard, Stanford, places like that. I was also watching Sweden. Their public health director was doing things different than we were doing in California. In California, they were shutting things down. And when they were shutting down these small businesses, did you notice the weed shops were open? Yeah. The liquor stores are open and you could get your cigarettes too. Target, Walmart.
Everything. I know in some places, and I don't know if it was in California, but I know even strip bars were open. So,
yeah, you got to have Yeah, or how about when Black Lives Matter had their massive, what do you
Summer
call it?
Summer of Love
protests, and they're all, you know, back to back outside. Meanwhile, and no one's saying anything. You know, they have their freedom, but meanwhile, the kayaker in Malibu is arrested for kayaking in the middle of the ocean.
Or you couldn't have funerals because you would
couldn't
get
go to your loved one's funeral, right? Yeah. How about the guy? I could send you this clip too. I think it's in, where was he? He was in Canada and he's trying to get on the ski lift and he's being attacked by two people, then three people in the crowds chanting, get him off, because he wanted to get on the ski lift without his mask, right? So that's where our world went. But then there was, remember, the other thing that happened was I heard that we had, when my dad got hospitalized with COVID, we had about a week before the hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
It was in our hand, but we were scared of it. I admit the TV influenced me. I started seeing clips that hydroxychloroquine causes holes in the heart or some kind of heart damage. So I found it and it disappeared. Where did these videos go? I had no idea. But I started realizing, oh my God, The Lancet produced this study. And then
they also were hoarding, the government was starting to hoard hydroxychloroquine. They
and
didn't want
ivermectin.
To have it. So they were hoarding a lot of it. So that was very, very disturbing.
So then when I saw Dr. Zelenko of blessed memory, when I saw him videotape his pharmacist saying, I need my medicine, his hydroxychloroquine, and it wasn't being given to him. And then when I heard they're shutting down Florida wanting to do the monoclonal antibodies, I don't know if it works or not, but why are they shutting down hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin? I had to order mine from India. It took 26 days just because I wanted control. Mm-hmm. And when people were getting COVID during the harsh time, I forgot what it was, maybe the end of last year, I was giving it out to strangers. They'd meet me at my house and I would give it to them. I don't know if it works or not. I'll tell you what, my good friend, a COVID lung specialist said, the hydroxychloroquine was not working once the person was hospitalized. So
every doctor I've interviewed, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Peter McCullough, et cetera, they all said it was in the first stages of COVID. What was great about ivermectin is it worked in every stage of COVID. So if you got it in the beginning, it was great and it worked. If you got it in the middle, it was still able to work and help your body. And then even towards the end, I mean, it didn't matter what stage you were. If you started getting ivermectin, you could help your body significantly. The key that they were trying to really reiterate is as soon as you have symptoms, please start getting these protocols in your body. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people didn't get the message because I interviewed a gentleman whose wife got very sick with pneumonia, and they didn't know what to do. And so they went into the hospital, and it just ended up in tragedy because they were stopping people like you, people like me, from being able to get this message out to the masses. And it's very sad.
And the other timeline that was very concerning is we saw October of 2020. I'm sure you know this, Amber, just for people who might not. October 2020, I think it's called the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. I believe that's the body that approves for the CDC, that approves pharma drugs. And we saw that it was, I think, a four-hour talk or a four-hour approval process. It's usually 17 or 18 doctors who vote yes or no. And we saw, what was it, 1/16th of a second, they showed that Pfizer already knew all the side effects. And was it 40 listed? It was heart attack, clots, embolism, thrombocytopenia, bone marrow issues, platelet issues. You know, if you can't stop yourself from bleeding, that's a pretty dangerous thing. And we see that Celine Dion is dealing with this right now with her skin disorder that was known. And Justin Bieber with, he doesn't even have Bell's palsy. He has worse than that. We're seeing.
I thought it was just Bell's palsy.
I'm going to say Raynaud's syndrome. I might not be saying it right, but it's more severe than that. You could tell. I mean, he's got it really severe. His wife's got the clots and they're not talking about it. So we started noticing these things that were being approved by the FDA's, you know, immunization board when they saw the side effects, and then they approved it for children. Well, why is that? We learned from Robert Kennedy, who's the Children's Health Defense Fund. And I met his son. He actually lives in Westlake Village.
How cool.
Yeah, I met his son. He has the same name. He has a wife. The wife, I think, used to work for the CIA. Really young couple. I think they're about 35, 38 years old, two little kids. So I got to meet really good people. And he pointed out to us that the, forgot what I was saying. It was about, I don't remember what I was saying. But basically, he taught us something about the side effects.
Yeah, you talked about Justin Bieber and his wife, and
I forgot what he taught us, but he taught us a lot. Basically, that these shots are coming out too fast, too furious, without the data. Well, as a matter of fact, they have the data. We saw there were people
damaging the data. Yep.
And it's really sad, Amber. When I would talk to friends about this, I try to. Now I'm very outspoken. I say, I beg you, stop getting the boosters. Do not get flu shots. Here's a quick story that affected me. So I was telling you that my friend's old angioedema came back. You know, all these old inflammation and injuries I noticed were coming back, whatever their flaws would come back. So her sister was damaged by the flu shot end of 2016. She got Guillain-Barré. So she was paralyzed and almost died. Took her a year and more to recover. And then the neurologist said, do not ever get a shot again. The new neurologist, 2021, said to her, you have a 1 in 50 chance dying of COVID. Where would he get that from? Hadn't been out long enough. And so you better get the shots. She gets the two Pfizer.
1 in 50 is not very much. I mean, I don't know.
Or a 50-50 chance. A 50-50. Okay. I don't know what he said. I don't remember the number. But basically, you know, he scared her, even though he has no idea. There's no study for that, no data for that. And so she got two Pfizer September 2021 and injured again. Not as severe, not paralyzed, but in and out of wheelchair, in and out of ER. And maybe just a few months ago, she went back to work. So I don't understand when I would talk to friends and say, this is what I'm seeing. This is what's happening. This is what happened to people in the clinical trial. And they would almost laugh it off. I don't understand. But the thing I do understand, Amber, is we had two paths to take. We had to either be afraid of COVID and get the vaccine, or be afraid of the vaccine and get COVID. So that's where I have empathy on both sides. I chose to take the COVID and not the shot, because the COVID, you know, even though we now know it was lab made, I mean, I really thought it was a bat, a pangolin. You know, I believe that wet market theory. Now I'm fully convinced that it came from a lab. So basically, you know, if it came from a lab, that is a scary thing to get COVID. So I understand getting the shot. But for me, there's too much of an unknown in getting the shot. So basically, you know, there's not much you could do. Like, what do you do?
That video you showed me with the German lady, everything she said is what I've been saying all along with COVID. And it just felt so good to be validated by everything she said with her own life experiences. It was a great video. Maybe I can share it, if that's okay with you, share it on my channel.
Absolutely, because it's not mine. And I think you mean the Holocaust survivor, Vera?
Yeah.
So again, I don't know if I said that, but she is an advocate. Yeah, I did say she's an advocate against putting your child and yourself in clinical trials.
Right.
And it was very kind of people to do that for the shots. But we see these people in the clinical trials for Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. Senator Ron Johnson is giving them a voice. And I don't know why it gets ignored. I don't know why they go against Ron Johnson. I think some of the people are good people. They were just afraid of the virus. I think some of the people are truly evil. When they're trying to shut down voices about natural immunity, I mean, that's not okay. That's stepping into the realm of evil.
There was a wealth transfer that happened with COVID, and also they put the infrastructure in for smart cities and CBDCs. So it was a very well thought out, methodical thing. And what they did, and if we talk to that lady, if we were able to, the Holocaust survivor, what they did during World War II to get everyone to hate the Jews was this mind control thing. And they were so good at it. Hitler took a story that had nothing to do with the Jews, but blamed it on the Jews. I think some burning building. And then him and his buddies like had this propaganda and everything was blamed on the Jews. And at the time, radio was a big venue. So they were giving out free radios to people. So they made sure that the message could get out loud and clear. And they burned books. They bought the all kinds of media outlets. They stopped the media outlets from being able to say anything that contradicted what the German government wanted out. I mean, it was what we saw in COVID was a step-by-step playbook of World War II. So everything they did successfully was done very successfully here in the United States, because no matter where you went, you heard the same propaganda. You didn't hear any other dissenting voices, no matter how much we were trying to get the message out. Everyone had the same message. So that fear factor was very strong because it was everywhere. And I don't know about you, but I lost family. I lost family and friends for trying to speak out and protect people from the shot, because there was something just deep down in my spirit. I knew right away it was not something good. And so I was trying to dig into it and find out what it was. And as soon as I found out info, I'd share it, and people just didn't want to hear it because the propaganda was so powerful. Even very smart people fell for it. And that's because the propaganda was so well done.
Yeah, tons of propaganda. Now, I do think some people had good intention, but then there's this cognitive dissonance where for you to be a totally forthright, honest person, like Dr. Peter McCullough, like Asim Malhotra, like Steve Kirsch, like we talked about Bhattacharya from Stanford. All these people, they had to overcome great fear by becoming honest. For example, Rochelle Walensky, right, the CDC director. She came out in March of 2021. I have the 44-second clip if you don't have it, spliced together. Someone did a great job. She's very excited, rightfully so. She said, those who are getting the vaccine that we're seeing in clinical trials and real-world data are not transmitting it and not catching COVID. She was very excited. August 2021, she's frowning, saying, well, based on what we're seeing around the world, especially our partners in Israel, she said, those who got the shot early are now at risk of, I don't know if she said death or injury, I forgot, but it was a pretty severe warning that she understood. The Israeli data showed the shots, if they're working at all, whatever they're doing that they're supposed to do, is at most 4 weeks. So when they were telling us at first, maybe you're going to get the shot once a year, once every 6 months, really they should have been saying every 1 or 2 months if they're going to be honest about it. Mm-hmm. And so not only do we have the Israeli study showing that, we have the British Medical Journal in July 2021. They already knew all the side effects. It's in the journals. We know it's studied. I'll tell you another story. My friend in Westlake Village, California, her boyfriend, she's about 51. Boyfriend goes out of town, so she gets Moderna because he's very much against the shot. She lost her mind for 2 days. There was no camera, no witnesses. All she knows is she didn't remember how to call 911. She said she was in all over body pain. She didn't know her name, and her parents live a few blocks away. She did not know how to call them. Now, if there was a camera on her, I bet we would see what happened to two other people I know. A young guy, 20 years old, as well as my friend's relative who's 60 years old. Same thing happened to them. They were in their underwear at home. They get Moderna. Within 10 hours, they ran in the streets in their underwear. The 60-year-old woman was kissing neighbors, acting, let's just call it temporary psychosis. You can look this up. You can barely find it. What a coincidence. Google's hiding it. Mm-hmm. Look up temporary psychosis mRNA. You'll find maybe three stories. If I know three and I found three on the internet, how many thousands does this happen to? Mm-hmm. So this young 20-year-old working for Starbucks had to get the shots, gets Moderna. His brain told him, get the gun. He doesn't have a gun. Imagine if he did, maybe there's some suicides that have happened because of this. And he got arrested. They thought he was on drugs because he was psychotic.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, all of these can have a dramatic effect on our investments. So why not buy some gold and silver? Gold and silver throughout history has been a stabilizer in people's portfolio. Protect your wealth, protect your assets by purchasing gold and silver. The easiest way to do that is contacting Jim, who you've seen on our program, Jim Tewalt, with EPS Wealth Management. That's Edward Paul Stamm. EPSWealthManagement.com. There you can go ahead and contact him and say, hey, I would love to get my hands on some gold and silver, especially with the electronic currency that is looming on our horizon. So if they go to a total digital currency, it might be wise to have some tangible assets in your portfolio for trading, because you never know when they might cut off your income stream. So go to EPS, Edward Paul Stamm, EPSWealthManagement.com. Ask for Jim Tewalt to make sure you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code AMBER, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece. But I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece just like the sliver. I got to have three pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it was very, very good. And I really appreciate that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So this Moderna drug, when I visited the nurse practitioner with my daughter and they offered the shots, the nurse practitioner, I respect her, she's holistic. She said, you know, these vaccines, they go into your body, do what they need to do, and then they're gone. And I wanted to say, do you think this is effing magic fairy dust? I will never see these doctors again. The pediatric office, I called them the other day because I saw an acquaintance, and this went all over the internet. So an acquaintance put on the internet that the pediatric office put a note on their door that if your child needs physical clearance, you know, needs a physical for clearance for sports, we're not going to approve them because there's an issue with these COVID shots. So why is it that we're seeing the VAERS reporting system, 18,000 deaths, and no one's stopping these shots? And when I spoke with
Dr. It's actually now on the childhood vaccine schedule. Isn't that fantastic?
Something that children do not need. I didn't even know it was on the schedule. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say about Robert Kennedy. What he taught us was the reason it was approved is that's when they don't have liability.
That's exactly right.
So if a shot is approved for children, there's no more liability. So when you get damaged, you can't be sued. That's what I meant to say.
Yep,
that's what he taught us.
Yeah. 100%. So how do people find you? Because you have great content that you put out, and I'm glad we got to connect. So how do people find you?
Well, I'd like to start with you, Amber, because I'm going to put you on my show too. We'll put this interview on the show. How do people find you? And then I'll explain me as well, because you have a great show. Thank you for it.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, you can go to theambermayshow.com. All my links are there at theambermayshow.com. You can find me on Frank Speech and Rumble and Bridie on BitChute. Podbean. So I am there, but the easiest way to find me is theambermayshow.com, or you can join us on our Telegram channel. It's The Amber May Show on Telegram.
Okay. So if you email me growthfactor.org@gmail.com, I can show you my Rumble. I think you can find it by doing Growth Factor. On Twitter, you might be able to type in Growth Factor or M-E-L-I-S-O-P-P on Twitter. I'm pretty new to Twitter now that Elon is allowing free speech, because I don't know if I said this, but when I shared the story of my father, I did, that they censored me and gave me a warning.
Yeah, I'm kind of new to Twitter too. I've had my account for a very long time, but I never ever used it until just recently.
Yeah. So if you go to my website, growthfactor.org, you can find me. I help people with, like I said, I'm a hypnotherapist, nutritionist, so a full range of, you know, autoimmune disorders. But I got to say, the reason I started my show and the reason I'm into hypnotherapy and nutrition is I was having anxiety and doom before the COVID thing hit. It was probably depression. And then COVID hit and I got even worse. My favorite time of day was putting the covers over my head. I would feel this doom feeling in my gut. And I'm not going to say what I did to cure myself only because it offends some people, but it has to do with vegan versus carnivore. There are certain nutrients that I needed for proper gut health, which was affecting my mind. Now that I eat differently, again, I don't want to offend some of your fans and your members. So I don't like to say, because I have good friends who don't eat like me and they actually get offended the way I eat. But the
I don't think eating should offend people, because we're supposed to be free, right? In our country, okay. Supposed to be.
So I'll say it. Yeah. I was vegan, vegetarian. And I raised my children that way. I thought meat caused colon cancer, heart attacks. It turns out, I mean, we know from so many people. I mean, I could just list them. Dr. Anthony Chafee has been on my show about it. He's in Australia. Basically, what we're learning now is cholesterol is good for you. You need it for proper estrogen, testosterone. You need it for muscle and memory. You need it for producing bile. You get vitamin D from the sun, which cholesterol needs to convert vitamin K1 to K2. So how can you have a stable gut in mind if you're not having animal products? And people get offended because I have good friends who are vegan. They say, how can you do that to animals? And I say, you know what? My health and my mind and my life is more important. So I either sacrifice those animals or I sacrifice my own life, because that's how I felt.
And no one should chastise you for that. And I'm not going to make fun of someone for eating vegan. I don't believe that way. But hey, who am I to tell you what to eat? But my faith goes back to the Bible. And God told us everything is good that he made and everything is for us. And if he sacrificed animals, obviously to atone for our sin, but we were also able to eat the animals. I have no problem with someone who wants to eat it. And if you don't want to eat it, that's fine too. That's on you. It's okay. You can do, you do you in that, you know, what you want to put in your body, that's on you. No one should tell you otherwise. So thank you for being brave to share it, because no one should chastise you for choosing your diet. If that's what you feel makes you healthy, then that's what you should eat.
And that's biblically in the Torah. Those who are interested, it's in Genesis 9, Adam and Eve, they were vegans. The times of Noah, we were given meat.
Right.
And I'll tell you, based on all my studies, it's not turkey, chicken, or pig that are going to help you. It's the ruminant meat. Ruminant means the multiple stomachs. We call it four stomachs.
Yeah.
It's cow, sheep, goat, deer, bison, things like that. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed people who were in severe situations having mental, gut, autoimmune issues, the chicken, the turkey, and the pig does not cut it. It's the red meat. And I'll tell you why. You're missing heme iron if you're eating plants. You're missing vitamin B12. You're missing so much. And in red meat, you get all 20 amino acids. And in plants, I always give the example, if Amber right now, if we're just enjoying, you're enjoying a steak and I'm enjoying a cup of broccoli, it's about 5 grams of protein in the broccoli. And let's say, I don't know, 12 grams protein in your steak. You're getting all the nutrients. For me, I'm getting probably 1 or less than 1 gram of that protein, and most of the nutrients are coming out in the bathroom. So people say to me, but I'm constipated. If we look up the studies, no one's ever looked at the studies. They're having psyllium husk. They're feeling so great because they go to the bathroom. They're having prunes. No, you're just producing all that fecal matter in the bathroom, feeling good about yourself. But if you have meat, you'll hardly use the bathroom because the nutrients are bioavailable. So the fecal matter is going to get darker and there's not going to be a lot of it because you're using it. But when you consume that plant, you're going to have either problems in the bathroom because there's too much, or, you know, I'm not going to get graphic, but it can cause problems. So the studies show, when you look at the SAD diets, standard American diet, they have moderate constipation. If you're high fiber, the most constipation. And a carnivore, just eating meat, zero constipation. And I know that sounds silly. It sounds crazy, but that's what the studies show. So people feel like, but I'm constipated. I need to take psyllium husk. Well, if you want to produce a lot of poop, then do that. But if you understand that you're eating God-given foods from animals, you're not going to have a lot going on in the bathroom. The other thing, I'm about to do a show with Dr. Anthony Chafee's. What we're going to talk about is burping and gas on the other end. That's your body's way of telling you, don't eat that. Why would you be burping and having gas? That's, your body is uncomfortable. I first learned that around 1999, went on a trip with a friend to the Grand Canyon. And we said, let's just have fruit this whole trip. We were just eating fruit. We were so sick to our stomach, so gaseous. That's the body's way of saying, don't do that. Don't eat that.
I don't know if this is a thing, but I know that the World Economic Forum wants us to get away from meat, and they're going to make it illegal because they're going to tax farmers and get rid of the meat that the farmers have if you have a dairy farm or et cetera. And they want us to go strictly with vegetables or eating bugs. Now, I wonder in the back of my mind, knowing that now that this is the push they're doing, did they try to insert indoctrinate us with the vegetarian diet and the vegan diet to get us like the frog in the pot, starting to warm us up to, well, this is all you're going to eat, and this is like the best way to eat. I don't know, but it makes me wonder because I know that's the push. And they're already destroying farmland, and they're already going after farmers, especially in Europe. And I know that their environmental protection, whatever, and they're calling it methane and CO2. It's such a big lie and a scam on their people. Those people are still going to eat meat. It's just all of us, they don't want us to eat meat.
Right. I always think of that phrase by whichever queen it was, let them eat cake. So they're going to let us eat bugs while they're going to eat their steaks 100% because they know it's healthier. And as a matter of fact, biblically, according to the Bible, the Torah, bugs are not allowed. When you have that salad, that broccoli, that asparagus, you're supposed to check it because bugs are not healthy. They are not allowed. We are biblically commanded not to have bugs. Isn't it interesting that everything that's been going on in the past 3 years, especially, is against a higher power?
Is against our God. It's 100%. That's why I love that, you know, Dr. Zelenko was on our Reawaken. I call it ours. It's mine. I was part of the Clay Clark Reawaken tour, and it was so cool because I got to meet him. And so you had all these Christians coming together, and then you had this Jewish doctor coming. And it's like, we all have the same scripture, and we could all go back to the same scripture. And what is God saying? And what they're pushing now is anti-God 100%. What did God say in the law? What did God tell us is the best way? Why to harm us or to protect us? He's telling us eat this way because it's the best way for you to eat. And he gave everything for us to eat. So we should be embracing what God created for our well-being. Now, before man sinned, you're right. The way God had us eat before was from the garden. After man fell, everything changed. Everything changed. But that is just something for people to think about. They're going after our food, bioengineering. Look at any food, processed food, any chip, any cracker, anything. Check the label, bioengineered. And then they're going after our meat supply, saying it's methane. Give me a break. Just give me a break. I hope people who are smart now are picking up on this, because we have intelligent people and they're falling for this garbage science.
Yeah, I'll tell you another story, Amber. This is just going to blow your mind. So May 2019, Dr. Bruce Lipton, I found him on the internet, and he talks about epigenetics, which means what's going on with your cancer or other issues is beyond genetics. Yes, you might have a genetic propensity, but it's really the environment. He would give an example of a Petri dish. Those cells, the same two cells, would react differently depending on their environment. I thought he's brilliant because every woman except for me has had breast cancer in my family. And I thought, why is that? We don't have the BRCA gene. So nobody would come with me. I go to Pasadena, California, get a hotel. So I made my son come with me, my oldest son. I have four children. And who is there? It's Del Bigtree. Hadn't heard about him before. This is May 2019. I don't know who he was. Rashid Buttar, one of the first people to get cancer.
That's my friend Clay's friend. I know him. I've met him several times. He's a phenomenal doctor.
So May 2019, I meet all these characters. Like I said, Rashid Buttar, Del Bigtree, and Bruce Lipton. And there were three other people there. And I can also send you this brochure. The first amazing thing is Rashid Buttar, his son was autistic and he reversed it. And I videotaped the son. I did an interview because I have a few friends with autistic children. I deleted it from my phone, bummer. But his son, just a normal, I think he was 20, 22 at the time, just a normal boy. The other amazing thing, Amber, up on stage, most of them were saying, vaccine passports are coming. Do not get real ID. You're not going to be able to travel and go to restaurants and have freedom until you get the vaccines that your government's telling you. I thought they were nuts. Now I'm open-minded. I don't reject anything. I thought they're a little kooky, but it still gave me a PTSD about getting real ID, which I still haven't done. But when 9 months later, this COVID comes around and vaccine passports, I need a passport to go have dinner with my son in Los Angeles. Absolutely insane. Could not believe this happened. And then, of course, the last thing I just remembered, October 2020, it was called Event 201. Who's it sponsored by? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, every time I go back to that website and check, they've changed the videos. But the videos were so clear. It was people from all over the world. It was Lufthansa and other airlines. It was UPS and other shipping companies. It was China. It was all these representatives of world leaders. And they're saying
John Hopkins, banks, big banks.
It was through John Hopkins. Yes. So they were saying, let's pretend there's a pandemic coming October of 2019. I think I said the date wrong. October 2019 is when this happened, I think. Yeah, right?
Something like that.
Or maybe it was, oh my God, I think it was October 2020. Anyway, that's even more insane. If it was, I think it was October 2020. They're preparing for a pandemic. Mm-hmm. They're saying, make sure you invest in masks and gloves. They're hinting it came from a pig. And I don't know if they hinted about China, but basically, and they had news, pretend newscasters saying everything. There's long lines. You have to get tested. We're running out of supplies, food, whatever. It was predicted. I think it's October 2020, not 2019. Anyway, so there's all these ominous things happening leading us into taking the vaccine.
Right. And this is going to lead us to the CBDC and controlling you no matter what. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of their plan. So keep resisting, guys. Keep resisting because they set the groundwork for what's coming next with the CBDC and smart cities and things like that. And I did a show on that. So if you want to catch that smart city / CBDC, please go to my my channels and you can find that there. You know, we have to do this again, Amelia. It was so much fun having a show with you. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we found each other. And I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the work. Your shows are great. And I am excited that I get to introduce you to more people with my audience.
Thank you. You too. Bye, everyone. Thanks for watching.